We're back here for another magnificent start to the year there, of course, with the Regional Australia Bank and New South Wales Country Rugby looking forward to another massive, massive season. World Cup year, of course, and the Australian Rugby Shield at the top end of the tree, but some wondrous opportunities for Central North with the Country Championships and the men's, and also, of course, the ladies in Armidale. And on the way through, of course, it's great to see 12s, 13s and 14s are being played as far as the juniors in Tamworth, and a little bit of stuff at the coast down in the Central Coast.
Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, it just sort of organically happened that way. Sponsorship opportunity with West Leagues Club to host the country championships. But, I mean, we've got the women's 15s playing there as well. So it's a 15-a-side carnival. And obviously up here we're trialling a bit of an agreement with UNE and for them to host the women's sevens country championships. And that's an important link into the UNE Lions program and the Aon Sevens program, so it just made sense to host the champs up here, and UNE have been wonderful in giving, providing some support in accommodation and facilities. They're wonderful facilities here, so yeah. And then obviously the juniors, they sort of stretch, they spread themselves around every year, so it just happens to be a lot of footy, rep footy up in the northwest, which is great. So yeah, really happy and pleased with how everything's sort of looking.
Yeah, it's good to see some rugby at the home of World Rugby, Central Rugby. But bored out of last year, what were the things that were made out of the board meeting and the AGM and the like? And really, New South Wales Country Rugby now looking to separate themselves from New South Wales Rugby in a sense, as far as finances and all that sort of thing. You're able to get through that basically unscathed, considering you don't have a major sponsor for the Cockatoos, and the Cockatoos have only got two games. But also the exciting news, of course, we've got the return of the Australian Rugby Shield, which will just give a bit of a flow to the season. And also we've got the Country Champs as we said in June, but gives the clubs no excuses not to go out there and have full teams and not whinge about rep rugby. And it also gives the Cockatoos a couple of weeks' opportunity to actually prepare to go to Adelaide and be part of the return of the Australian Rugby Shield.
Probably to answer the first thing, we've always controlled our own finances, and from an AGM and council meeting point of view at the end of last year, always a great meeting. Everyone turns up there with a really good headspace and frame of mind, and you know, they were ready to go into the bat for what they believe in, which is good. We have some good discussions around the table. We're really working hard on this governance reform. You know, unite all of our affiliate arms of our juniors, seniors, women's, our refs, the country eagles, the country development officers, everyone that's a volunteer and coach. We want to really link in, connect in with New South Wales Rugby, and that's working on the detail and how we get that done. As you know, sort of strategic reform and governance reforms, it's a tricky one. 20,000 players, you know, running around every weekend, you know, volunteers to boot, so getting everyone on the same page is challenging, but trying to simplify things to make that easier. And then, yeah, the rep rugby, we tried to really work hard on clearing, letting club rugby have free air, and in terms of just putting one rep weekend on, which was generally a bye weekend for all the zones. And really, we actually, club rugby's the heartbeat of country rugby, so we don't want to be taking players out all the time to wear a country jersey right smack bang in the middle of the season. So we've tried, worked really hard with other states and member unions and New South Wales Rugby around getting our rep window more post-season than during the season. Try and work with the juniors on that as well. In, you know, that'll be a longer term goal for the juniors, but just to have, you know, a good run of club rugby, select your teams, and then go into sort of a post-season rep rugby sort of thing would be, you know, our ultimate goal, but that's sort of 5 years away, that sort of talk. So, but no, we're working, everything's working well. We've got wonderful volunteers, we always have, we always will. They're just good people out here in the bush, and they're a pleasure to work with.
Of course, you've now got the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles as part of the family, and they're run by New South Wales Rugby, if you can explain all the ins and outs of that. But also, of course, we do have the next 2 years off the National Rugby Championship, definitely locked down in September. Also, of course, part of the magnificent grant that was given by the Eagles last year is an opportunity for level one coaching courses. They're good friends. It's one of the big whinges out of the game is there. We need better updated stuff with our coaching stuff. We can't just do everything online. We've got to have people to deliver. And I understand New South Wales Rugby are working on a few things. I get all of that with the Shannon Fraser and the Greek mums of the world. But yeah, it's one of those things moving forward that the Eagles are now part of the fabric of country rugby after being a private franchise in the first few years of the NRC, when Rugby Australia sold the team to some pretty good people who ran the team for a while.